Bashir began his budget speech by announcing a new day in Frankfurt.
Tonight, I am proud to report that I am submitting a budget that ends these 14 years of painful cuts.
To that end, the governor reeled off a list of funding changes he wants to see in the coming biennium, ranging from raises for teachers and public employees to the hiring of 350 new social workers to reviving the Commission on Women and the Office of Minority Empowerment. The plan stopped short of funding the full comprehensive school safety bill passed last year, instead providing around $18 million for the first phase, facility upgrades. Bashir's budget relies on sports betting, tax hikes on cigarettes, vaping, and limited liability entities, along with more vague categories like excess funds and maximized resources. It was a plan that garnered a more enthusiastic response outside the chamber than inside. Debbie Eller teaches art at Lexington's Dunbar High School. A one-time Capitol protester, she said Bashir's budget is what she and other demonstrators fought for.
Yes, I mean, I feel like he started out strong, so he needs the support of the legislature, though.
Republican leaders, meanwhile, sounded blindsided, saying no lawmakers had been briefed ahead of time. House Speaker David Osborne.
Talking about major, major portions of the budget that we just have no idea of what is in the document at this point, so it's impossible to speculate.
The speaker expects to have a House version of the budget crafted by the end of February. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.